Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to celebrate the birthdays of Benny Moten, Ray Egan, Bud Green, and Eddie Condon, and listen to this past week in recording history. Last week, November 13th, marked the birth in Kansas City, Missouri, of Benny Moten, leader of the Top Territory Band of the 1920s. Moten formed his first group, the BB&D Trio, in 1918, and by 1922, it had expanded into a sextet and played regularly at the Panama Club and the Streets Hotel. The group made its first recording in 1923 for OK when they accompanied blues singer Ada Brown on Evil Mama Blues. In 1926, Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra began recording for Victor, and Moten had several bands touring under his name in the 20s. In 1928, the band went to New York, where they were well received, but they turned down an engagement at Connie's Inn and returned to Kansas City. In 1929, Count Basie left Walter Page's Blue Devils and joined the band, where he replaced Benny at the piano. Benny Moten's most famous recording session, 10 songs cut on December 13, 1932, was also his last. In 1935, Moten's band traveled to Denver to begin an engagement at the Rainbow Ballroom, while their leader stayed in Kansas City to have his tonsils removed. What should have been a routine operation went tragically wrong, and Moten died on the operating table April 2, 1935, at age 39. Benny's nephew Buster and Count Basie led the band for several months to fulfill bookings, but the core of the band went on to form the Count Basie Orchestra. Here's Benny Moten. Thank you.
Just think of New Orleans. If you've never seen that town, boy, it's a pity. There's nothing like New Orleans. It will remind you of an old-fashioned days. A glass of wine will greet your smiling face. And if you ever see a black-eyed girl like mine, boy, you ride in New Orleans. Thank you.
Hot stuff. Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, with Benny on piano playing his own composition, Moten Stomp, recorded by Victor in Chicago on June 12, 1927. Before that, from Moten's final recording session, December 13, 1932, with Count Basie on piano, we heard New Orleans with the vocal by Jimmy Rushing. We began our tribute to Benny Moten with a terrific stomp called Terrific Stomp from July 16, 1929. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, November 14th, marked the birth in 1890 in Windsor, Ontario, Canada, of lyricist Raymond B. Egan. Just a couple of years later, the family moved to the U.S. and settled in Michigan, where Raymond would go on to attend the University of Michigan. After graduating, he worked as a bank clerk and as a staff writer for Janelle's Music Company in Detroit. He moved to New York in the early 20s and contributed songs to Broadway musicals including Robinson Crusoe Jr., Hokka Pokka, and Earl Carroll's Sketchbook of 1935. He also wrote songs for films including Paramount on Parade, Redheaded Woman, and The Prizefighter and the Lady. He collaborated with a number of composers, including Walter Donaldson, Ted Fiorito, Harry Tierney, Richard Whiting, and Gus Kahn. He died in Westport, Connecticut on October 13, 1952. Highlights from the Ray Egan catalog include Redheaded Woman, Downstream Drifter, Ain't We Got Fun, Dear Old Gal, Who's Your Pal Tonight, Tell Me Why You Smile, Mona Lisa, and these.
Thank you. time gal, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time gal, you've danced the evening away before each silvery star fades out of sight. Please give me one little kiss, then let us whisper good night. It's getting late and dear, your pillow's waiting. Sleepy time gal, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time gal, I'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time gal.
Joe Hames and his orchestra, July 11th, 1933, with Mike Doty singing the Ray Egan lyrics to I Never Knew I Could Love Anybody. Before that, it was Henry Burr with Art Landry and his orchestra recording in Oakland, California on November 10th, 1925, in Sleepy Time Gal. We began our tribute to Ray Egan with Jan Garber and his orchestra, with Harry Goldie Goldfield providing the vocal on There Ain't No Maybe in My Baby's Eyes, recorded November 8, 1926.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Today, November 19th, marks the birth exactly 99 years ago in Austria of lyricist Bud Green. His family came to the U.S. shortly afterward, and he grew up in New York City, where he worked as a staff writer for various music publishers from 1920 to 28, when he formed his own company and wrote special material for vaudeville performers including Sophie Tucker. His collaborators included Buddy De Silva, Ray Henderson, Al Dubin, Sam H. Stept, and Harry Warren. In the 30s and 40s, he wrote for Hollywood, and his songs can be heard in the musicals Syncopation, Lucky in Love, Big Boy, and Baby Take a Bow. Bud Green died in Yonkers, New York on January 2, 1981. His catalog includes the popular standards That's My Weakness Now, Do Something, Oh Boy What a Girl, The Man Who Comes Around, Flatfoot Floogie, and these.
Thank you. talk about your famous love affairs. Romeo and Juliet had theirs. I just found someone, someone found me. We're not very famous, but who cares? I love my baby loves me. Don't know nobody as happy as we. She's only 20 and I'm 21. We ain't got money, but ain't us got fun. Sometimes we quarrel and maybe we fight, but then we make up the following night. When we're together, we're great company. I love my baby loves me. Topsy-topsy, why shouldn't it be? She gives me kisses, each one with a smack. But you should hear them when I give them back. She bought a cookbook, she's learning to bake. I like her coffee, it keeps me awake. We wash the dishes from 7 till 3. I love my baby loves me.
Thank you.
Hines and his orchestra in Chicago on February 14, 1929, and Good Little, Bad Little You. The vocalist there was William Franklin, who played trombone in the band. According to the discography, Franklin sang on take two of the session, and Hayes Alvis, who played brass bass in the band, sang on take three, both of which were issued on the same catalog number. I don't know if there were different labels for the different vocalists or not. And Hayes Alvis doesn't really sing the lyrics, but does just kind of a scat singing. Anyway, before Good Little, Bad Little You, we heard Johnny Marvin accompanying himself on ukulele on I Love My Baby, recorded by Columbia on November 2, 1925. We began our tribute to Bud Green with The Virginians, directed by Nat Shilkret, and A Way Down South in Heaven. The vocalist there, I believe, was Scrappy Lambert. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, November 16th, marked the birth in 1905 in Goodland, Indiana, of banjoist, guitarist, and bandleader Albert Edwin Condon, better known as Eddie Condon. He grew up in Chicago Heights, Illinois, and started out playing banjo with Hollis Peavey's Jazz Bandits when he was just 17. During the 20s, he worked with Bud Freeman, Jimmy McPartland, Frank Teschmeyer, and with groups including those of Louis Panico, Jack Gardner, and Red Nichols. And in 1927, he co-led with Red McKenzie the McKenzie Condon Chicagoans. He switched to guitar and moved to New York in 1929, where he arranged jazz sessions for various labels and worked with Red Nichols' Five Pennies and Red McKenzie's Mound City Blue Blowers. From 1937 to 44, he appeared nightly at the Manhattan Jazz Club Nick's, and during 1944 and 45, he led a series of jazz sessions at Town Hall that were broadcast nationally. He ran his own club, Condon's, from 1945 to 1967, and his autobiography, We Called It Music, was published in 1948. His last public performance was at the 1973 Newport Jazz Festival, and he died in New York City on August 4th of bone cancer. Here's Eddie Condon. Thank you.
Indiana, where it seems that I can see a gleaming candlelight still burning bright through the sycamores for me. The new mown hay sends out its fragrance o'er the fields I used to roam. When I dream about the moonlight on the Wabash, then I long for my Indiana home. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Mr. Henry Lee, and when I stop, well, you just won't let me be. When they play the low down bass, get the fever in my face. I just shake like a leaf on a tree. I like to stomp, 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 stomp when they play the swing. That's what I need more than anything. When that jazz band they begin. On me like a quarter ten. I'm gonna stomp, 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 stomp Mr. Henry Lee. Thank you.
Eddie Condon's Hot Shots, February 8, 1928, and I'm Gonna Stomp Mr. Henry Lee, written by Eddie Condon, George Rubens, and Jack Teagarden, who provided the vocal. We heard Take 2, which was originally issued on Bluebird. Take 1 was issued on Victor. Before that, it was the Eddie Condon Quartet, Frank Teschmaker on clarinet and alto sax, Joe Sullivan on piano, and Gene Krupa on drums, and Indiana, written by James F. Hanley. That was recorded July 28, 1928. We began our tribute to Eddie Condon with Mackenzie and Condon's Chicagoans and China Boy from December 8, 1927.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So-called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is George Olson and his music.
Like a bird in a cage, there for an age, trying to break out. I don't know which way to turn, but I'm willing to learn what it's all about. I try to be good, was misunderstood, I'm almost tempted to fall. Guess I'll put in an ad, I'm a little bit bad, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with George Olsen and his music, with the vocal by Fran Fry and A Little Bit Bad from November 17, 1925. Next, it was Lud Gluskin and his orchestra recording in Berlin, Germany on November 13, 1930, and there's a Wawa Gal in Agua Caliente written by Walter Donaldson. The Agua Caliente Casino and Resort opened in June of 1928 in Tijuana, Mexico, and included a spa, championship golf and tennis facilities, its own airstrip, and lots of entertainment. Jimmy Durante, Rita Hayworth, Tom Mix, Oliver Hardy, and Fred Astaire played there, and Charlie Chaplin and Al Capone were guests. Horse racing was added in December of 1929, and because drinking, gambling, and horse racing were illegal in California, people flocked there until 1935, when gambling was outlawed by Mexican President Lázaro Cárdenas. The original racing grandstand was destroyed in a fire in 1971, but it was rebuilt and is still in use today. Next, it was Jones and Collins' Astoria Hot 8 and Astoria Strut, written by Jones and Collins. Lee Collins played cornet in the band and David Jones tenor sax. That was recorded in New Orleans on November 15, 1929. We finished up with Ray Starita and the Piccadilly Revels Band and Yale Blues, music by Vivian Ellis and lyrics by Collie Knox. That was recorded exactly 79 years ago this very day. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.